Hello, everybody. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and I'm Kenneth Copeland. If the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast has been a help to you, we want to hear your story. KCM.org, BBOV story. Now, listen to this. Thank you, Brother and Sister Copeland, for sharing the Word of Faith message. I listen to the BBOB podcast every day and sometimes several times a day, to get the Word deep down in my heart. This is what this is all about. Years ago, the Lord said, I want total immersion. And I'll touch on that in a moment. Your faithfulness in teaching has completely changed my life. Now I'm a partner, and I share your podcast with all my friends and family. Thank you again, S.S. from Missouri. Praise God. Give the Lord a praise. Do you hear me? Give the Lord a praise for that testimony. Praise God forevermore. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you again for your Word. Now, we started out on the basic fundamentals. Faith toward God, resurrection from the dead, laying on of hands, which are sacred. That's really the bedrock. And you look at it, that's the bedrock of Jesus' ministry. He talked about all of that. You go to Mark chapter 4. He said, if you can understand this parable, you can understand all of them. The sower sows the Word. So go to Mark 4 and understand that one. And when you understand that and diligently study it, different translations and so forth, then you find out that this is it. This is God on paper. Amen. So, now, yesterday I talked about, I want to tell you about this. I was preaching in an area in Oklahoma. And there was some kind of strange thing that happened there. There was a woman that was playing the piano for the meeting, and she was quite good. And there was a guy that broke into the room next to me, which was part of our staff, wanted to know if he's Kenneth Copeland. I think you're having an affair with my wife. Are you kidding me? Come on, get out. And I said, I'm not Kenneth Copeland. He's not doing any such thing. So you can tell right there that the devil was not happy with that meeting. I was just sitting up in the bed and just praying. Now, we're talking about unconfessed things. You just get irritated or start worrying. The Bible said worry is sin, because you need to be casting all that over on Him and then steadfastly stand against the devil in 1 Peter chapter 5. But now I was just up there, and all of a sudden I had this vision, and it was so real. There was this pipe coming at me from about a 45-degree angle. And there was this gush of water coming at the end of it. And just this little spew thing, I could actually feel it on my face. And I said, Lord, what is this? He said, your spirit is clogged up with little stuff that you never have repented. And I said, oh, Lord Jesus. Now, you don't just go over and over your sins. Over and over and over. Oh, I wish I hadn't have done that. Oh, I wish I hadn't have done that. Oh, I wish I hadn't have done that. Well, of course you wish you hadn't have done it, but you did. So repent. Okay, Lord. This has happened, so let's deal with it. So we were in 2 Corinthians before. So let's go to the... let's see. No, I'm... 10th chapter. Now, I, Paul, myself, beseech you... excuse me, by the gentleness of Christ. Let's go down here. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty, dunamis, power, through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations or reasonings and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God or what you know, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, we won't go there. Philippians 4, 6 through 9. Think on these things. Whatever's good, lovely, good, report. Having in readiness to revenge all disobedience, and I just made a note, all disobedience of thought when your obedience is fulfilled. Do you look on things after the outward appearance? You're just going to keep looking at that? No. Cast that imagination down. I'm not going to touch that in my thought life anymore. No. I'm not touching that. And there was a time, it was the high watermark of this in this ministry. And we got behind on the television bill. I won't go into all the reasons why. I don't take up the time. But wound up $6 million behind. I waited, and I had to do a board meeting the next day. I did not want to go toward that board with this thing. Glory had already gone to bed. I got in there, and Pastor George had handed me the whole thing. Best year we've ever had. Best year we've ever had. Best year we've ever had. TV department, $6 million behind. Best year we've ever had. I said, what? We had the best year I've ever had, and I didn't know it. Because this $6 million was weighing on me so heavy. And I said, Lord, he said, well, the one you tried to carry is the only one that was bad. And he said, what did I tell you to do about that? Oh, Lord, forgive me. I hollered at Gloria. She came in there. We opened up to 1 Peter 5. So let's open up to 1 Peter 5. I can see that that's the direction that this is going. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. You don't preach to get money. You know, in other words, that's what charlatans do. There was a man in Texas that he memorized Spurgeon sermons, Oral Roberts sermons, and different ones, and he'd preach them and then receive these big offerings. He got caught, put in jail, and he got saved on one of those sermons that he'd been preaching. And there are others. I could talk about others, but anyway. Now, verse 5, likewise, you younger, submit yourselves to the elder. All of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that's the Holy Spirit, that he may exalt you in due time. Listen, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour, whom resists steadfastly in the faith. Now, if you go to the Classic Amplified, it says, concerns once and for all. Worries, concerns, cares, once and for all. Get rid of it. Just get it out of your life. Then go back over there to 2 Corinthians, and when he comes up, say, nope, I don't touch that in my thought life. So I just started in, and that's 6 million. I could just see the figure in my mind. That's nope, I don't touch that. Nope, I don't touch it. Nope, I don't touch that in my thought life. Yeah, it took about 2 weeks. I just would not allow it. This is my mind. And the devil's not going to tell me what to think with it. So I just said, no, I don't touch that. Mm-mm. No, that's not my thought. That is not my thought. That thought is in prison. Nope. Yes. About 2 weeks. We not only, the Lord not only saw to it that that 6 million disappeared, but for the first time, now listen, I'm talking about a TV bill that's something like $1 million a month. For the first time, we paid the TV bill in one check instead of dividing it in two for the month. Because we did not carry the cure. Well, of course, Pastor George and all the staff, they were doing the same thing. And I mean, and the Spirit of God now, and I want to say this to all of you, I don't ever put these kind of things in a partner letter. No. Brother Roberts taught me early on, I'm not writing that partner letter to get my needs met. I write my partner letter to help them get their needs met. I don't bring these kind of things up. And I mean, in record time, it was just amazing. But that is the way you get rid of worry. Yes. And like Brother Keith Moore said, you go to bed at night. What if you went up to a file cabinet and you're looking in there and you look back this way? And then you take them all out, and you put it down the floor. And you get it up, and you put it back in. He said, somewhere you're going to realize it's not in there. It isn't in here, but it is in here. And it is in here. So there is the key and the answer. And there was a time that we were a million behind. And so, and it wasn't just television, it was just in general. So I went to the prayer cabin and spent the weekend. And I heard the Lord say, you don't need $1 million. No, I said, well, you could have fooled me. No. He said, I told you what you to do for you to do, and you did it, but you didn't write it down, and you didn't do anything about it. And I said, what? He said, do government people that work for the government, do they pay taxes? Well, yeah. He said, you're not tithing your ministry. You and Gloria are quick to tithe. But he said, what about the ministry? You need to be tithing that. So that changed everything. So now everything about this ministry tithes. And everything it does. And it just, boom, it just went like that. So after those corrections now... All of those things are solidly in place. And so it's working. Now, let's get back to wherever I was in the book of Hebrews chapter 10. Let's go back there. Let's look at that 1 through 3 again. We'll go up there that there should be no more sin consciousness. So what should it be? It should be a righteousness consciousness. I am in right standing with God. I do have a right relationship with Him. That happened the moment I accepted Him and became a new creature in Christ Jesus. That I'm in right relationship with Him. Now, the covenant right to repent in 1 John... That's part of our covenant because it has to do with the blood. And the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. All right. No, the Lord stopped me. Now, I want to go to, we're here in the 10th chapter. Let's go to the 9th and 10th verses. Then said he, Lo, I come in to do your will, O God. He takes away the first, or the first covenant, that he may establish the second, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. One translation said, all men for all time, which is this one, for all men for all time, because his blood is eternal. Verse 16, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds I will write them. Listen, are you ready for this? Their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now, this is the reason the Lord had me write this book, The Blessing of the Lord. It's what this book is about. It is the blessing to be blessed, coming in and going out. Blessed is a man. Some places it's translated, very happy is he. Some places it's translated, to be envied, because he's blessed of the Lord. It starts in the book of Genesis, and it goes all the way through it. The blessing of the Lord makes rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. That's Proverbs 10:22. So, when the blessing is in operation, you remember what Job said and what the devil said to God? Does Job serve you for nothing? You have blessed him and built up a hedge around him. Well, he was already blessed. He was already the richest man in the East. So there was a blessing wall around him. As Jesus was going out of their sight, he blessed them. So I see that in my mind, like the mantle of Elijah falling on the mantle of Elisha. And that blessing has fallen on us if we receive it. I am blessed and highly favored. Amen. I am blessed coming in, and I'm blessed going out. And I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. Listen, that the what? That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles or the non-Jews. That we receive the promise of the Spirit, even though it's but a man's covenant, it cannot be disannulled. And the great apostle had written in there, the people, aliens from the commonwealths of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise in the book of Ephesians. Well, we are not strangers to that covenant. But there, I'm very sad to say, there are those that are. And a lot of it has to do with Old Testament and New Testament. And there are many, many places where it was covenant, actually, but it's written Testament. That's the reason I enjoy the Classic Amplified, because it gives you scripture references and so forth. And Jesus did not say, this is the New Testament in my blood. He said, this is the New Testament in my, the New Covenant in my blood. Because he was referring to the covenant of Abraham. And then that's the reason we did the book on covenants. So, now listen to this. their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now, where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Remember Philippians chapter 2, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be called equal with God. I struggled with that until the reality of covenant came into being. Well, of course, we're joint heirs with Him, not sub-heirs. And that Hebrew word chesed, the less is blessed of the greater on an equal basis. And that's the reason I struggled right in the very beginning when we were in Tulsa, that God loves me just as much as He does Jesus. I struggled with that for about 30 minutes. Really, I was just walking around the room and started saying it. God loves me just as much as He does you. Well, of course He does. He hung on that cross to get me. And I received it. Hallelujah. For He is love. And His mercy endures forever. He is good. And His mercy endures forever. He is the love of love. Love created the universe. So we walk in love. Praise God. And give Him the praise and the honor for all of it. And I had the Lord say to me one time, He said, I can't bless you. I said, why? He said, haven't you not read the 47th verse? Under the curse, then that's 61st, that 20 and so forth. He said, you don't serve me with a glad heart and gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. I said, I do now. So I went over there in the book of Exodus and just wrote it out there. You shall serve the Lord your God with what? Gladness of joyful and gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. My angel blesses my bread and water. And He's taken sickness from the midst of me. And our family will never have a miscarriage. He's taken sickness from the midst of me. And I just stopped one day over there close to the house and got out of the car and shouted just as loud as I could, I'll never be sick another day in my life hereafter forever. Amen. And there have been some little ridiculous things come along. It really don't even. Now, when my appendix ruptured, that's not a sickness. It was terrible. But it wasn't a sickness. That didn't go on for a long period of time. I was all dressed for the treadmill and just fell on the floor. May the 3rd, 2024. I just really didn't know what was happening to me and got to the hospital and found out my appendix had ruptured and we're out of time. And thank God I'm doing very well without that appendix right now. We'll be back in just a moment.
Our daily lives are filled with many opportunities to choose. But the most important decision of faith you'll ever make is to receive Jesus Christ as your Redeemer. In the 6-part teaching series, Revelation of Redemption, Kenneth Copeland explains how Jesus paid the full price for your redemption by destroying the works of the enemy. Everything you've ever needed is provided in your redemption, so you can experience good health, wealth, and life prosperity. This KCM foundational teaching series on MP3 disc comes with a companion study guide. Unlock the power of the greatest exchange ever made for you, an act of God's love that was finished on the cross, providing for you rights and privileges so you can walk in victory and success. Now is the time for you to identify with the finished works of Jesus and live the life that is rightfully yours. Request your free Revelation of Redemption package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries at kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. Start enjoying the benefits of your redemption and get a clear picture of all you have access to in earth and in heaven. This free offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. I said the greater one. The greater one is right here.
I'm not going to be depressed and crushed another day in my life because he did it. He went through it. He bought it. He paid for it, and I now have the peace.
By his stripes ye were healed. That's cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, crippling arthritis, infections of the Lord. You can't separate healing from salvation. It's on the cross.
I don't wait for crisis moments to draw on power. Power is for everyday life.
We got to be unafraid and unashamed. They got to see more power on your side than it is on the world's side.
Join us for the Southwest Believers Convention with Kenneth Copeland and our special lineup of guest speakers, July 28th through August 2nd. Register at kcm.org/SWBC today.
Now, you remember what we read? Jesus is the high priest of our confession. There was a time it was called the confession. It was called the way. And at Antioch was the first place we were called Christians. Now, the Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong. The minute you say that, Jesus can administer strength to you because he sees you strong already. But the word says, let the weak say that I am strong. You declare your covenant promises. Jesus is authorized by God to carry out those words, bring them to pass in your life. Praise the Lord. Listen, keep your heart filled with the word of the living God. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland and this class reminding you again that God loves you and we love you and Jesus is Lord. Yes, he is. Glory to God.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.